Weiss, will you please join me? President Simon, I have the privilege to present Ms. Shirley Ann Weiss for awarding of the honorary degree, Doctor of Science.
You are the first woman and non-physician to serve as Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of the Mayo Clinic. In that role, you were responsible for the global business activities of 87 separate corporations. Under your leadership, the Mayo Clinic reorganized its governance structure, restructured services, and created new product lines to stimulate growth. You oversaw the development of the Mayo Clinic network, which links more than 20 health systems in the United States, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. As an MSU College of Nursing alumna, your significant personal accomplishments laid the foundation for your 40-year career. You were the first college graduate in your family. In 2007 and in 2013, Modern Healthcare magazine named you one of the top 25 women in healthcare. You've always embraced your Spartan heritage. As a member of the MSU College of Nursing Board of Visitors since 1999, you've remained connected to the faculty and students. With an eye towards the future and a commitment to the next generation of nurses, you were instrumental in developing the business case for the new BOT building for nursing education and research. For your outstanding leadership in healthcare industry and your embodiment of Spartan values, I am pleased to award you the honorary degree Doctor of Science from Michigan State University. Can we give you the photo over here?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Simon, and our trustees, the faculty, staff, and most of all, the students and parents of Michigan State University. It's hard to believe 40 summers ago I came to Michigan State University and got in my little station wagon from Howell, Michigan, and made my way over here and had no idea where my career would take me. But as I look at all the bright, smiling faces here today, I would just encourage you to continue to dream big. Those faculty and staff that have helped to educate you, to thank you for all that you've done, not only for me, but for many generations of Spartans. And for the parents and grandparents and loved ones in the audience that are wondering, was it worth it? All the money, all the time, all the energy, I would just say a Spartan education is the best foundation you could possibly have for the future. I'd also like to thank my wonderful husband, John, my family and friends, because nobody does what you do in the world without a lot of help from your friends. And so I wish you all the best, and thank you so much. This is indeed an honor and a privilege, and it's wonderful to be a Spartan. There are Spartans all over the world, and as always, go green, go white. Yay. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Premji, will you please join me? President Simon, I have the honor to present Mr. Azim Premji for awarding of the honorary degree, Doctor of Humane Letters.
You are a globally successful entrepreneur, a top business leader in India, and a highly respected philanthropist. You're only 21 when you inherited West Indian vegetable products from your father. You diversified it from hydrogenated oil manufacturing to bakery, fats, toiletries, lighting products, and hydraulic cylinders. In the 1980s, you recognized the importance of computer technology and began manufacturing microcomputers. Your entrepreneurial drive, bolstered by your Stanford University engineering degree, helped you lead India into the high-tech boom. In recognition of your outstanding contributions in trade and commerce, you were awarded the second and third highest civilian awards in the Republic of India. As a leading philanthropist, you have embraced the opportunity to transform educational opportunities for the people of India. Your foundation is working to improve the quality and equality of elementary education process in several Indian states, primarily in rural areas. Your foundation trust, which bears your name, has made the largest donation of its kind to improving schools in India. Further, you've established a university also in your name to develop the next generation of educators and to explore alternative methods of education. For your entrepreneurial vision and your success, for your generous commitment to educational progress, I am pleased to award you the honorary degree Doctor of Humane Letters from Michigan State University.
sitting on my speech. President Simon, members of the Board of Trustees of the Michigan State University, members of the faculty and administration, students, and the parents of the students and their families here. Good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to be here, and it's also a great honor. My congratulations to all of you for graduating today. All of you all. University. Have done me by bestowing on me this honorous doctorate. It equally belongs to my colleagues in Wipro Limited and my colleagues in the foundation. You know, the advantage of being a chairman is that you get all the accolades and other people do all the work, really. So the award really belongs to them, and I mean this very, very sincerely. It's their devoted, sincere, heart, committed, persevering work which has given us these kind of honors. Our connection with MSU goes back to 4 years when we were looking for a partner to help us set up a university for education and community development. We wanted a partner with a great expertise and with deep, deep commitment to the cause of social education, particularly in developing country like India, where the needs are totally different in terms of the work which we do in the university which we have set up. There is another older connect that India has with MSU, and very few people know about it. In 1948, a young Indian student by the name of Varghese Kurien graduated from this eminent school. Perhaps not many of you have heard of him. After graduation, he returned to India, and for the next 40 years brought about a transformational change in the country. India at that time faced an enormous shortage of milk. And milk was really the nutrition of a lot of the younger children in India. Kurien ushered in what is today called the White Revolution. From being a milk-starved, milk-deprived country, India became the largest producer of milk in the world. It's thanks to his single-handed tenacity, hard work, and perseverance in spite of government resistance that he brought about this change. And he was a graduate of this university, and this university shaped his values to make him bring about this kind of a change. Does this story of one of MSU's great alumni have anything to do with you, who are graduating today? On the face of it, aside from sharing the alma mater, the answer may seem to be no. Because the story is decades old, because most of it happened in India, very far from your country, and because many of these things change looking forward to a successful career rather than thinking of working on things like milk. But I think we can look at it another way. I think the life and story of Varghese Kurien has some direct bearing on all of us today. I say this because I feel that the core attributes of great achievement and success across all cultures, across all times. Over the past few decades, I've been privileged to be part of a diverse culture and part of diverse situations. I was born in India, which is where I did my schooling, but I went to Stanford for my higher education. I started running a business which was very local to India, but which over the years has become a truly global company, and India accounts for only 7% of our sales now. Today, our largest clients are in North America and Europe. Most of our work is in these two continents. I'm also every day exposed to another kind of diversity. The average age of the people working for Wipro is 26 years, and we have 146,000 of them working for us all over the globe. Many of them are only slightly older than the graduating class here today. The point of narrating this is to emphasize my earlier contention that there are many universally acknowledged drivers of human success and achievement which straddle time, place, culture, and geography. Today, I will talk to you about just three such drivers of success and achievement, which I believe in very strongly. I'm choosing to emphasize three that are, in a way, counterintuitive, as they would have not strike most of us as being significantly important for the foundation of business and personal success. First of this is a group of qualities and attributes so commonplace that they often get overlooked and underappreciated. They are the basic age-old values which we don't pay attention to because we take them for granted, but which I think are the key drivers of all. These are hard work, perseverance, and integrity. They are very simple. They are hard work, perseverance, and integrity. As I look back at the past 30 to 40 years of Wipro, our company grew from about $4 million to about $8 billion today. I can hardly remember any decisive turning point that came from any single great big innovation. Everything over time was steady, painstaking work. Very few innovations or big ideas can compensate for lack of hard work and perseverance. On the other hand, in my experience, I have found very often that hard work and perseverance can compensate for many things, including flashes of passing brilliance. Over the years, I've been privileged to have worked and become friends with some of the most successful people of the world around the globe. What is clearly common among all these people is what I have called the ordinary things. Many of them have startling brilliance or extraordinary creativity, but these are just flashes. What has helped them to reach where they are sheer hard work, perseverance, and basic honesty of human purpose. The second characteristics that I have observed in people who are successful across boundaries is a sense of authenticity. What I mean by authenticity is simply being yourself, not trying to be something which you are not. Too many people are trapped in efforts to do things which they think will impress people around them. I've not seen this having returns in the long run. For example, in my experience, the best salespeople are those who don't try to overstate the case to sell. Similarly, the most effective leaders are those who are authentic and straightforward with their teams and those who call a spade all the time. I think the reason for this is quite simple, which is that people intuitively see those that are put on, and they negatively impacts the building of relationships of mutual trust. And mutual trust is the foundation of relationships. And it is precisely trust and nurturing of relationships which is the cure of being effective in most things that one does, including a successful leader, because leadership requires ability to inspire confidence and win the trust of those around you. The third thing that I like to emphasize is that most successful people have a deep sense of responsibility for others. There are simple reasons for this. Success is rarely individual-based. It is almost invariably the outcome of solid teamwork. Most successful people are good players and often build and lead strong teams. And it is not possible to do this without a genuine concern for the people around you. This is one key reason why taking responsibilities for others is such an important personal drive of personal success. I can say this from experience that while in many instances people identify the rise of highly successful organizations with this leader, the fact is that it is invariably the result of a strong and committed team that has built up and nurtured over time. Over the years, I've come to realize that what I referred to as a sense of responsibility for others, cannot just be limited to the people around us, but extends to society at large. This is what urged me to establish the Azim Premji Foundation, which has recently established a not-for-profit university, of which MSU has been a key partner and enabler. And I thank MSU for this very, very deeply from my heart. Our goal, as I mentioned earlier, is to improve the quality of public education in India with a single-minded focus on raising the levels of learning and resultant opportunities in life of our disadvantaged populations. It is only natural that financial success and a concern for others over time drive you to things of larger issues facing the community and the society. The United States has a great tradition of giving, and this is a tradition which we must learn from our own country, because we tend to leave everything to our children. Some of the most successful people of your great countries have been some of the most important contributors to social and community causes. The giants of industry have been giants in philanthropy, inspiring many of us across the globe. The things that I've talked about, which are of concern for others, being authentic, hard work, perseverance, and integrity, are in my experience at the core of personal success. It is hard to describe what builds this in a person. It's one's family, it's one's parents, it's one's interactions, but equally important, it's the university which one has graduated from. It shapes the basic values at a very early age and at a very impressionable age. Michigan State University has always had a clear social purpose and social mission. It has been a shining example of how the pursuit of excellence in teaching and research can directly serve the purpose of improving the cause of humanity. You have all been part of this wonderful institution and recipients of an education that combines purpose with excellence. You also each have your individual spark and aspirations firing you. I'm sure that you will not only achieve all the personal success that also makes this world a better place, but you will also achieve success for others in terms of what you do and what you set yourself to do. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.